farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Farmers on high alert due to weather system affecting the country. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Things are looking up for the manufacturing sector lately, you know. With the help of the Bureau of Standards, I was able to get my goods tested and certified to meet the import standards for the United Kingdom.
The Economic Partnership Agreement, financed by the European Union and implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, is overseeing the ISO 17025 accreditation of several food testing labs. The project is also helping local manufacturers export to new markets overseas, all part of a long-term growth strategy for the sector.
In the next 5 years, I can see our company growing tremendously. Thanks, EU. Thanks, PIOJ.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is reporting that farmers are on high alert in light of the weather system affecting the country. Acting Chief Executive Officer, CEO of RADA, Peter Thompson, says rainfall continues to affect some sections of the island.
We have sent out bulletins to farmers to take their animals to higher ground. Those who have greenhouses, take down the plastic, and also to put the plants that are normally upright going up to the roof, to put them flat, and to clear all drains in and around farm areas so that you can have free flow of water away from the farm.
Mr. Thompson says RADA is on the ground. However, some areas are difficult to reach due to the heavy rain.
Within the next day or two, we hope that we can, you know, make a report as to what has occurred as a result of the heavy rain.
Mr. Thompson says the agency has not received any reports of windy conditions affecting any crops.
So what we are more inclined to have is flooding in low-lying, flood-prone areas.
Acting CEO of RADA, Peter Thompson. In the meantime, fishers on the quay and banks are being reminded to remain in safe harbor until all warning messages have been lifted and wind and sea conditions return to normal. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Stranger don't know where the deep water in the pass. Translation: a stranger does not know where the deep water is. And this means a caution against undertaking something you don't fully understand.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Anne and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On July 29th, the AGD will be at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment, prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, July 29th, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church, 10 a.m. Be there!
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-83207, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.